So this week's shiur is on Parshas Korach. So it says, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahat ben Levi Datan v'Aviram b'nei Eliav v'on ben Pelet b'nei Reuven. Okay, so this is the Parsha of Korach. Rashi says, what do you mean Vayikach Korach? What do you mean Vayikach? Why it starts with Vayikach? So Rashi says, Parsha zu Vayikach Korach lakach et atzmo letzad echad liot nechlak mitoch ha'eda l'orer ala kuhuna. V'ze shetirgem unklos itpaleg. So we're seeing that Vayikach means he took himself to be cholek on the kuhuna. Now, it's a very funny thing. B'nai Levi, they weren't in the Meraglim. They weren't in the Cheta Egel. They weren't in any Chataim. The only place we find that it's Shaykh to Levi is this Parsha, Parsha's Korach. Not only that, we see that Rashi says, it says Ben Levi, right? And it doesn't say Ben Yaakov. Why it says doesn't say Ben Yaakov? Shebikesh Yaakov rachamim al atzmo. The machloket won't be shaykh elav. That means it didn't come from Yaakov. It didn't come from Yaakov. But it says Ben Levi. So it means it did come from Levi. So why is this thing coming from Levi? What is this koach or this ra that comes from Levi? Okay, so if we look, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the fifth perek. It says there, Perek Chamishi, fifth Perek, Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Zayin, the 17th Mishnah, it says, Kol machloket shehi l'shem shemayim, that it's l'shem shemayim, soful it kayem. In the end, it will have kiyum. She'enu l'shem shemayim, ein soful it kayem. It won't have kiyum, it won't be established. Ezehi machloket shi l'shem shamayim, which is the machloket that l'shem shamayim? Zu machloket Hillel v'Shamay. That's the machloket of Hillel v'Shamay. V'she'enu l'shem shamayim, and it's not l'shem shamayim, says, zu machloket Korach v'kol adato. Okay. Now, Korach v'kol adato, and who were they cholek? They were cholek on Moshe Rabbeinu. So now we see, who was Shammai and Hillel? Who was Shammai and Hillel? Who's Hillel? Hillel is Talmidav Shel Aaron. Hillel represents Aaron. Talmidav Shel Aaron. So Hillel represents Levi. That's Aaron. Levi comes from Aaron. Who's Talmidav Shel Shammai? Shammai is Talmidav of who? If Hillel's Talmidav of Aaron, Shammai is Talmidav of Moshe. I heard that b'shem Reb Moshe. That Shammai is Talmidav shel Moshe Rabbeinu. Shammai is Gvura, is Din. Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah Shebichtav, is Din. Ayin tachat ayin. Someone takes out your eye, you take out his eye. That's the halacha. It comes to Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebalpeh is Rachamim. So Shammai represents Hillel, represents the din, which its shorish is in Moshe. You with me? You understand? So okay, if that's the case, it makes a very good sense. Levi is the Pchinas HaTorah. Levi is shorish HaTorah. Even Moshe was from Moshe Be'etzim is also the same Shevet, is Shevet Levi. So machloket l'shem shamayim is the koach of Levi. That's the koach to be have machlokas in Torah. That's the real koach in Levi. And that's sofo litkayem. That's sofo to remain in Klal Yisrael. And all our divrei Torah and all our derech in limud comes from machlokas. Machlokas Abaye v'Rava, Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Like the Gemara says, when Reish Lakish was nifta, Rabbi Yochanan was nearly losing his mind. How can he, Rabbi Yochanan, mitkayem? How can mitkayem? He doesn't have his bal plukta. So he brought him another amora. And everything Rabbi Yochanan said, he said, Tana de Messiah lecha. I have a Tana like you. Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't need you to tell me that. When Rabbi Shlokish was here, he would bring me braces and mishnayas to be cholik on me. You're bringing me Tana de Messiah li? So we see the beauty of Torah comes from machlokas. And that was the koch of Levi, Bnei Levi, the Bnei Torah. They represent the Torah in Klal Yisrael. So their koach is koach ha-machlokas. Their tiferes ha-Torah, the beauty of Torah, comes from this machlokas. That's how Gemara is. Every Gemara, every sugya, has a machlokas. Amoraim, Tanaim, machlokas Rishonim, machlokas Achronim. That's how the whole of Torah Shebaal Peh is based, because through the machlokas, mitbarer, is clarified the inyan. So now that we know that's the koach of Bnei Levi, whenever there's koach letov, ze keneged ze asa Elokim. There has to be the opposite koach. And that's why in Bnei Levi, we see v'yikach korach. Korach represents the sad hara. And who was he cholek on? Korach was Bnei Aaron. He was cholek on Bnei Moshe, or Moshe. Ke'ein the machlokas of Shammai v'Hillel. Shammai and Hillel, and that's what this Mishnah is saying, are the tikkun, are the fixing of that machlokas of Korach. And what was he cholek on? He was cholek on halacha. Like Rashi brings. When he came to be cholek on Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't only, he didn't start with saying, I deserve to get kahuna. Because then it had been clear what he's coming to argue on. No one would have followed him. He came to argue on the samchut of Moshe Rabbeinu. He came to say, like Rashi brings the Midrash. It says, if talit shekulo tcheles, it's kulo tcheles, does it need a tcheles? They started laughing. Then he says, bayit that's full of sfarim, does it need a mezuzah? Everyone was laughing. He was mezalzel in Moshe Rabbeinu, on the samchut of Moshe Rabbeinu. This machloket, Chazal tell us, because we could think there's just a machloket in halacha. This is a machloket. Moshe Rabbeinu says like this. Korach has a good svara like this. It makes more sense like Korach. We should go with Korach. Chazal are telling you here that if the shorish of your machlokas is something personal, then your halacha is going to be wrong. The halacha, and there's going to be a zilzul in the other person. A person, even in Torah, and that's what Chazal is teaching us here in this Mishnah, by putting these two machlokas together, is telling us that a ben Torah, when he's learning, and he has his own shita, or a rav, that he has his own shita in halacha, if he's mezalzel in the other shita, if he there's any inyan of kavod in his own shita, that's a machloket shelo l'shem shamayim, velo sofer litkayem. Not only lo sofer litkayem, the Rabbeinu Yonah is very meduyek shir. The Rabbeinu Yonah explains here in the Mishnah. He says, Loma ki ma shenema kol machloket shehi l'shem shamayim sofer litkayem, in the end will have kiyum, hakavana shelo olam yitkayemu b'machloket hayom yachleku b'davar אחד למחר, אחר למחר. That means, if it's a machloka לשם שמיים, there'll be ריבוי מחלוקס. The machlokas will תימשך, and one machlokas will bring on another. ויתקיים, and it will stay. ואם נמשך ביניהם, and it will continue between them. כל ימי חייהם, all their days. ולא עוד, not only that, not only all their days, אלא שאורך ימים ושנות חיים יוסיפו להם. I, this type of machlokas will be מחיה אותם, will give them life, will be מעריך them חיים. Why is that? Why should a machlokas, even לשם שמיים, I understand, סופו להתקיים. How is Rabbeinu Yonah learning סופו להתקיים? סופו להתקיים means the machlokas תימשך and the חיים יימשך. I'll continue in Klal Yisrael. The machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, thousands of years. Thousands of years. The Gemara speaks about machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Machlokas Abaye Varova. Machlokas Rav Vishmuel. It's Mosif Chaim. We see by Rabbi Yochanan. When he lost his Baal Plukta, he didn't want to live. He didn't want to live. There was no Chaim to him. When you're trying to understand something, when you're trying to understand the Derech Hashem, Avada, there's two people. The Gro explains by the Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Beit Shammai, he says, represents Midas Adin. Like we see with the stories of the Ger and the Gemara and Shabbos. And Beit Hillel represents Midas Achesed, also from those stories. He says, why, there's no emet, the emet, machlokas doesn't mean he's right and he's wrong. No. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. The words of a living God. Just Beis Hillel's understanding is al pi midas ha-chesed. And Beis Shammai's understanding is al midas ha-din. That's why halacha is called loshen halicha. It's not called this is the emet and this is sheker, chas v'shalom. The way we go is the hanhaga in the world. The way we go, like Beis Hillel, is because Olam Chesed Yibane. The world is the hanhaga of Chesed. And in that hanhaga, says the Gro, we have to go, the halicha, the way we go, is like Beis Hillel. Says the Gon, in Yemot HaMashiach, the halacha will be like Beit Shammai, and therefore the halicha, the anhaga, and the halacha will be like Beit Shammai. Because B'yemot HaMashiach is Midas HaMalchus, is Dinah de Malchus HaDinah, is a time for Din. That will be the halacha, the halicha, then will be like Beit Shammai. So according to that, no one's right or wrong. There are different bechinas of halicha. This also explains the Gemara. The machlokas of Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, when they will have an argument about the Tano, if it's Taho, or how to mitai it, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer says, if I'm right, should Kotle Beit Medrash Yochichu, and the Kotle Beit Medrash, and the walls of the Beit Medrash leaned, Kimat they fell. Only for the covenant of Rabbi Yeshua they stayed up. And Rabbi Yeshua answered him, Lo b'shamayim hi. Because halacha is not who's right or who's wrong. Halacha has to be cited by the people, by the chachamim. Even if b'shamayim say halacha ka Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud of Beit Shammai. Rabbi Yeshua was a Talmud of Beis Hillel. Halacha, the halicha in this world, lo b'shamayim hi. Shamayim is midas ha-din. Dina de malchus ha-dina. Shamayim is midas ha-din. Olam hazeh is midas ha-chesed. Lo b'shamayim. We're not going with the klalim of shamayim. We're not going with the halicha of shamayim. We're going with the halicha of the Aretz. Lo b'shamayim. We're not in Shamayim. When the Aretz, in Midas Aretz, is Midas HaChesed. And im chas v'shalom, we went in the halacha of Beit Shammai, the hanhaga in this world would be Beit Shammai. The hanhaga in this world would be al pi Midas HaDin. So therefore, in a machlokas, the hachra is always ba'aretz. The hachra is always by the rove. Why by the rove? The Gemara says, machlokas Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beit Shammai were more harif than Beis Hillel. But because Hillel was anvenatan, and the rove was by Beis Hillel, that was the hanhaga in this world. They wanted to bring the hanhaga of anava. Anava is keter. Anava is chasadim gmurim, complete chasadim. And since the rove, that was their hanhaga in this world, the halicha, the halacha going by Beis Hillel, brought into this world the hanhaga of chesed. That means, when G'dolei Yisrael and Manhi Klal Yisrael, the midah of that gadol, just as a midah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he wasn't matim to Klal Yisrael, he couldn't bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Only Yeshua could bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Because his hanhaga was hanhaga of din. Klal Yisrael were not matim for that hanhaga. They needed hanhaga of chesed. And that's why Yeshua bin Nun, had to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua represents Teresh HaBaal Peh. Teresh HaBaal Peh is Midas HaChesed. Moshe Rabbeinu represents Teresh HaBichtav. Teresh HaBichtav is Midas HaDin. So the Anhoga, to bring us in Eretz Yisrael, had Moshe Rabbeinu brought us into Eretz Yisrael, we wouldn't have been Nitkayim. There would be no Klal Yisrael. Chas v'shalom. We needed an Anhoga of Chesed. And that's the Hemshech of the Anhoga, of the Halacha, the Halicha like Beis Hillel. Olam Chesed Yibane. That's what's being explained here. So now what does it mean that it's Mosif Chaim? That the Machlok itself is Mosif Chaim, V'it Mashech. Because both these Drachim, Chesed or Din, all the machlokas, all what we learn is in between these two midas. There's only three midas. There's really only two. Chesed and Din. Tiferes or Emet is a zivug, is a combination of these two midas. Like we said, beauty is always a synthesis of opposites. Chesed is... and Din are opposites. The synthesis of opposites brings beauty. It goes further. The Ramchal explains, and many people explain, that Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi represents Kabbalas HaGaonim. Kabbalas HaGaonim is Chesed. Kabbalas HaRishonim, the Rishonim, Tosfos speaker, Pilpulo, Machshava, that's Din. They're coming to explain the Gemara, which is Tiferes. The synthesis of Rashi Tosfos is the Gemara, which is Tiferes. That's why. Sfadim, this is a Chida says this, Zazar. Sfadim, it says, Bnei Avraham, Bubagalus Yishmael. But Darom is Chesed. Bnei Avraham is the Bechinas of Chesed. That was the Galus Yishmael. Bnei Yitzchak was Begalus Esav. Esav represents Din. Yitzchak represents Din. The Hanhaga of Bnei Avram is the Hanhaga of Chesed. The Hanhaga of Bnei Yitzchak is the Hanhaga of Din. That's Tosfos, Balei Tosfos, Rishonim, that went after Tosfos. The Hanhaga of Bnei Sfarad is the Hanhaga of the Gaonim. Midas HaChesed. Rashi. Chesed, says Ravolbi, is sensitivity. To allow a person, he allows the Gemara to mitparish itself. Tosfos. Mirov Pilpulo. Mirov Machshavto. gives a format to the Gemara, structures Shas. The whole of Shas he sees as a whole and structures it. This sugya with this sugya, this sugya with this sugya. That's Midas Adin. Now that we understand that, the halacha, Yipaskan, Bnei Yitzchak, will paskan like Tosfos. And that's the Ramah. Bnei Avram, paskan like the Gaonim, like the Rambam, which is Kabbalah's Gaonim. So that it all makes sense. Comes the Chidah, or the Zohar, he brings the Zohar and says, in Eretz Yisrael, there has to be a synthesis. Eretz Yisrael were Bnei Yisrael. We're not Bnei Avram. We're not Bnei Yitzchak. Eretz Yisrael, the Geula comes when Klal Yisrael synthesize and they become Bnei Yisrael. I.e., that this Sinat Chinam between Bnei Yitzchak and Bnei Avram, these haflagot of Gvura and Chesed, they have to synthesize and become one. I heard from my Rosh Hashiva once, and I'm saying, K'lishono, when he was told that seminarim or yeshivas only taking 30%, whatever. Everyone understands what I'm saying. He says, Maze Natsim kan? This is Sinat, and then he said, this is Sinat Chinam of the generation. According to this Chidah, it makes sense. The Tachlis of the Geula, that there should be no pirud between Bnei Yitzchak and Bnei Avram. They should synthesize and become one. That's the Tachlis of Eretz Yisrael. And Baruch Hashem, this is happening. And it'll happen more. And that's what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. The synthesis that all these minhagim, they come together and they become one. And there's no pirud in Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael become achida achat. Because this machlokus is k'machlokus korach v'adato. This machlokus is a machlokus shelo l'shem shamayim. V'sofo she'enu mitkayem. And it's mekatze yamim. Why is machlokus l'shem shamayim ma'arich yamim? Because machlokus l'shem shamayim causes ribui Torah. Ma'ar be'Torah, ma'ar be'chayim. Ma'ar be'yeshiva, ma'ar be'chochma. Ma'ar be'etza, ma'ar be'tvuna. Torah is ma'ar be'chayim. Tchilato chesed, v'sofo chesed. And all what's inside is chesed. The Torah Shebal Peh sees the chesed in the Torah Shebichtav. Just as the Torah Shebichtav says, if you hit someone, chas v'shalom, you take out his eye, ayin tachat ayin. The onish is ayin tachat ayin. But Torah Shebal Peh says, tashlumim, you pay the value of an eved without an ayin. And there's tsa, boshet, v'ripui, v'shevet. Those are tashlumim. The tashlumik kofi, you can't pay for someone's eye. It's irreplaceable. It's mashm in the Gemara, in Perek HaChovel, there's tashlumik kofi, kapara, tshuva. You give a chote the efsharut to do tshuva. That's midat chesed. Torah Shebich Bal Peh is midat chesed. So therefore, the hanhaga in this world has to be like Beis Hillel, has to be Teres HaChesed. Beit Shama is more shaykh legvura, Teres HaBichtav, because his shorish is Moshe Rabbeinu. Now that we understand this, we can understand what's the shorish of Shelo L'Shem Shamayim. What's the problem of Shelo L'Shem Shamayim? Shelo L'Shem Shamayim comes when, just as Korach, Vayikach Korach, Korach needs to take himself and he needs to put himself in the Merkaz. He needs to put himself at the center. When a person puts himself in the center, Vayikach et Atzmo, then he'll bring other people to his way of thinking, to put themselves at the center, then your whole life is a life of machloket shelo l'shem shamayim. Your whole life is mekatze yamim. When a person removes himself from the center, how you do that? That's the anava of Hillel, the vatranut of Hillel. Like the Gemara says about the Gerim, they all came together, says the Gemara, and they all realized that they went to Beit Shammai. And they said, if it was for Beit Shammai, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have lives. Beis Hillel gave us life. The Hanhaga of Chesed is an Hanhaga of life. But that doesn't mean the Hanhaga of Beit Shammai was wrong. It's not right for Shisha Alfei Shana that we're here. For Yemot HaMashiach. Yemot HaMashiach is Yemei HaDin. That time, Nifsaka Yetzahara. And a person is his final judgment. So in that time, when it's a midas of din, dinah malchus adin, the 7th year is the malchus. Me'ein Shabbos, the malchus. That 7,000th year, with dinah malchus adinah, in that time, the halach is like Beit Shammai. Then we go back to Torah Shebichtav. We go back to that higher aara, higher Hasaga of Torah, Torah's Moshe, that everything was clear. Din means everything's clear. No one's going to eat poison. You eat, you die. No one's going to eat it. No one's going to put their hand into fire. It's clear. It's baru. Midas Adin only exists in an olam that's baru, an olam that's clear. That's Yemot HaMashiach. Midas HaChesed exists in an olam that's ne'elam. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is ne'elam mi'itanu. That's the olam hazeh. Ne'elam. Olam haba is baru. Olam haba is Midas Adin. And Yemot HaMashiach, which is coming to olam haba, there's a clarity of that midah. There's a clarity of that understanding. So that's the Hanhaga of Beit Shammai. That makes sense. That's our Hanhaga of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a higher Hasaga. It's a higher Hanhaga. It's a clarity. We see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Pe'al pe'ev da bebo. Moshe Rabbeinu had a spikloria me'ira. It's not shaykh. It's not relevant. Midas HaChesed to touching a fire. You see a fire. You put your hand in a fire and then you say, oh, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I put my hand in the fire. I got burnt. Where's your Chesed? What do you mean, where's your Chesed? You jumped off a cliff. You die. Chas v'shalom. Where's your chesed? What do you, where's your chesed? Don't jump off. Use your brain. When there's clarity, there's din. And we see this also in the Yamim Noraim. Even though Ba'olam Chesed, Yamim Noraim. Now this is a little bit of a story, but I'm going to explain it. We're coming, B'zal Hashem, close to Yamim Noraim. Midas Adin. There's a machlokas, Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua. When does the world created? Reb Eliezer, Betishri. Reb Yeshua, Be'elul. Lo siha, Be'pesach. Be'nisan, Nivra Olam. Nisan is when the world comes to its fruition in expression. Nisan, Chodesh Nisan, the Lady of Klal Yisrael. Kulo Chesed was the Lady of Klal Yisrael. We weren't zoche to be a nation if it wasn't for the chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The olam was created in Aleph Tishri al pi Midas Adin. So the Eina olam mitkayem shitef imo Midas HaChesed v'igdimo l'Midas Adin. It says Breshit bara Elokim, and then it says Hashem Elokim. Hashem represents Midas HaChesed, V'igdimo l'Midas HaDin. So this concept, and this is Reb Eliezer, Talmid Beit Shammai, Midas HaDin. Reb Yeshua, Talmid Beit Hillel, Midas HaChesed, in Pesach. the leader of Klal Yisrael in this world and the Torah of Klal Yisrael brings Midas HaChesed into this world. Because without Klal Yisrael, without the Torah of Klal Yisrael, Ein HaOlam Mitkayem. Midas HaDin has no kiyum. You need Midas HaChesed for the world to be Mitkayem. And that's in everyone's life, in all our individual lives. If we look at only at ourselves, and we think, Vayikach Korach, we put ourselves in the center, our lives are going to be lives of Midas HaDin. That's the Midah of Esav. Esav was Asui. Everything was there for him to draw into himself. Ayin Hara, to draw into yourself. Ayin Tov is see outside yourself. That's Midas HaChesed. If we live with this Midas HaDin and this Vayikach Korach, Sofo shelo yitkayem. Not only the machlokus lo yitkayem, but the machlokus yigorem lo litasef, chas v'shalom. It's gorem lo to mekatze yamim. When a person lives with Torah Chaim, Torah Chesed, with the machlokus of Beit Shammai Beis Hillel, then the Torah that his life represents and the Torah that he lives with in his everyday life and that it's expressed in his everyday life, Sofo l'kayem oto, it's going to be a kiyum in him and a kiyum in the whole world kula. And Bizrat Hashem, we should learn from the parasha that we should live in this Midas HaChesed, in this Midah of Machlokas L'Shem Shamayim, that all we're trying to understand is how to serve our Creator in the right way. So this one has this derech based on his midah, this one has this derech based on his midah, and we can accept everyone's derech to be different. And not there's one derech. Because the Gemara says in Yevamos that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued on Tzaras Erva of a Yibum. And the machlokas, basically, their nashim couldn't marry each other. They couldn't marry each other. They kept separate. What was an erva for Beis Shammai? Or for Beis Hillel? Was an erva for Beis Hillel? What was not an erva for Beis Shammai? V'nagu kovod zeleze. They were noe kovod. And therefore they were shalom ben zeleze. Even if we have different outlooks to life, one's a chassid, one's a Litvisher, one's a Sfardi, one's a Breslov, one's a Chabadnik, one's a whatever. So long as no one's saying Hashkofas, which are incorrect, that's something else. But there's a covered Adadi. We understand that each person has his own place in Klal Yisrael. Each person has his own way in Klal Yisrael. And there's a respect for that way. So full it kayem, then Klal Yisrael so full it kayem, and all these shitas so full it kayem, and it'll cause ribui terror of Klal Yisrael, ribui chiyus in Klal Yisrael. It's good that you have different parts of life, different ways of life, different people. Kamosha patsufehem einen domot, like their faces aren't same. Ken deotehem einu domot. Also their deyas, the way of thinking, isn't the same. But if it's l'shem shamayim, that ribui of deyas causes a ribui of Torah, and a ribui of shalom, and a ribui of chayim. And that's the hanhog we should be trying to go for. Things that bring us ribui chayim, b'zvar Hashem.